There is a story of a Native American and his friend who were in downtown New York walking near Times Square. It was during the lunch hour and the streets were filled with people. Cars were honking their horns, taxis were squealing around corners, sirens were wailing, and the sounds of the city were almost deafening. Suddenly, the Native American said, "I hear a cricket." His friend turned to him and said, "What? Don't be silly. You couldn't possibly hear a cricket in all of this noise." "No, I'm sure of it. I heard a cricket." "That's absurd," said the friend. The man listened carefully for a moment and then walked across the street to a big cement pot where some shrubs were growing. He looked in the bushes, beneath the branches, and sure enough, he located a small cricket. His friend was utterly amazed. "That's incredible. You must have superhuman ears." "No," he replied. "My ears are no different from yours. It all depends on what you're listening for." "But that can't be," replied the friend. "I could never hear a cricket in all of this noise." It's true. It all depends what you're listening for and what is really important to you. Here, let me show you. And with that, he reached into his pocket, pulled out a few coins, and discreetly dropped them on the pavement. And then, with the noise of the crowded street still blaring in his ears, they noticed that every head within 20 feet turned to see if the money that tinkled on the pavement was theirs. See what I mean? It all depends on what's important to you. We live in a world that's full of busyness and noise and clatter, don't we? It's been estimated that the average consumer in the UK today is exposed to over 5,000 advertisements and sponsored messages on a daily basis. We become distracted. And in the midst of this noise, this busyness and distraction, too many of us are unable to hear that still, small voice of God. What about you? Are you tuned in to hearing God's voice? Are you listening? You know, I've always loved today's Bible reading. A little boy hears God's voice and doesn't know it. An elderly priest gets irritated because he's been woken up. I mean, who likes to have their sleep disturbed? But Eli finally figures out what's going on and helps the boy connect in a personal way to God. The boy learns to submit to God as he has to Eli. And then if we read on in this chapter, we see the boy's first message from God condemns the elderly priest's own family. When Samuel is faithful to deliver that tough message, he sets out on a path to become God's mouthpiece to a nation. The last of Israel's great judges, the first of the great prophets, and the maker of kings. This is the life, the amazing life of Samuel. But here at the beginning of chapter 3, the young Samuel shows us that sometimes it's hard to hear God speak. Hearing from God can be problematic. Because in life, lots of voices clamour for our attention. There's friends who want to help, providers who want to fix our problems, politicians who want our support, and that is really ramping up at the moment, isn't it? Every time I turn on the TV, there's a party political broadcast. There's TV adverts that promise to fulfill our every need and desire. And amidst all that clamour, wouldn't it be helpful if we could clearly hear from God? Well, I truly believe that Samuel's story can help us. If we read throughout the Old Testament, we see different stories of how God spoke to certain people. Like when God and Adam were just chilling in the garden, chatting. Or when God spoke to Noah to build a huge boat. Or when God spoke to Abraham and told him he could have all the land, he would be shown. Or when God spoke to Moses through a burning bush. I can't help but think when I look at those stories, wow, I wish God would speak to me like that. But you know what would happen if God spoke to me like that? It'd probably scare me half to death. You know, some people have experienced God speaking to them through signs, but the reality is that rarely God speaks in that way. While God doesn't necessarily reveal himself to us in those ways today, he does reveal himself in a variety of other ways. So we need to consider how we cultivate our environment to enable us to hear God. And by this, to choose carefully where we put ourselves each day. You know, Samuel didn't have to worry about this. His mother had chosen his environment for him. You know, if you don't know the story, I'd encourage you to go back and read the first chapter of 1 Samuel. But in short, Samuel's mother, Hannah, was unable to conceive. She'd wanted a child so badly that she promised God that if he would give her one, she would give him back in full-time service to the church. And that's exactly what happened. God miraculously blessed her with a baby boy, Samuel. And after Hannah had weaned him, she brought him to the temple and left him there, only to visit annually with a hug and some new clothes. So think about that environment that Samuel grew up in. He hung out in the temple all day and all night. He met different priests. He heard various prayers. He watched as they made sacrifices. He might have even got into discussions, with people who loved and served God. You know, Samuel was in an environment ripe for nurturing relationship with God. Because ultimately, it's all about our relationship with God. In verse 9 that he read for us a few moments ago, Eli tells Samuel, the next time you hear your name being called, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. You know, Eli had chosen a very specific phrase. It's something a servant or slave would say to their master. And with the response, Samuel is saying, Lord, it doesn't matter what I want or don't want. All that matters is what you want. Your will be done. And friends, that's the right attitude to open ourselves up to hearing God speak to us. It's what, in effect, Mary said to the angel who was told she would give birth to a son who was to be called Jesus. She simply replied, may your word to me be fulfilled. In other words, God's will be done. So when we're out and about during the week, at home, at work, wherever we find ourselves, we should expect to hear from God. Whenever you gather as a small group, you should expect to hear from God. Whenever you gather for Sunday worship like this, we should expect to be hearing from God. You know, don't ever leave church on a Sunday thinking, well, I didn't get much out of that. If you haven't begun the day by saying, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So why is it that we don't hear from God? Well, here are my top four reasons. Number one, we don't expect him to speak. You know, there are many Christians who sadly don't believe that God speaks today. Maybe you think it is possible that God could speak to us, but you really don't expect him to. And of course, if we don't expect God to speak, we probably won't be bothered to listen. And that's my next point. We aren't listening. And this is easily the biggest problem. And it certainly was throughout the Bible. The word listen shows up over 400 times in the New International Version of the Bible. And in many of those, God is pleading with his people to listen or reprimanding them for not listening. Isaiah 42, verse 20 says, "You have seen many things, but you pay no attention. Your ears are open, but you do not listen." The same for us today. In other words, we don't pay attention to God. Jeremiah 7, verse 13, "While you were doing all these things, declares the Lord, I spoke to you again and again, but you did not listen. I called you, but you did not answer." I spoke to you again and again, but you didn't listen. If we don't hear from God, the first question is, are we really listening? But maybe you're really trying to listen. And there's another problem. Number three, we don't know what to listen for. Because God speaks in many, many ways. You know, the universe crackles with the sound of God's voice. Creation is full of God's voice. But we often don't know what to listen for. So let me give you two simple ideas. Firstly, listen for impact. Scripture is clear that when God speaks, his word is powerful. It has an effect, it has an impact. At creation, God simply spoke and the world came into existence. God's word is powerful, it's impactful. When God speaks, things happen. God speaks and it's accomplished. God may speak to you through a friend, through a song, a film, a sunset, a gentle whisper. But whatever that word is, whenever God speaks, it will leave a mark. It will impact you and change you. So look out for it. You know, most of the stuff we hear just goes in one ear and out of the other and is forgotten. But when God speaks, it sticks. It impacts us. So listen and watch out for that impact. Secondly, God sounds a bit like you. I know this might sound a little bit counterintuitive, but bear with me for a moment. You know, we have watched too many films over the years, and we'd all like God to sound a bit like this. This is God speaking. But when it comes to hearing that gentle whisper of God, it will usually sound a bit like you. God will use your thoughts, your language, your vocabulary, I believe, to speak to you. He may say something that you've never thought of, but I believe he will still use your language and your thought forms to say it. He won't say it in a way that you really do not understand. And this is what's called an incarnation principle. You know, God wanted to communicate with us, so he incarnated. He became one of us. John chapter 1 says, "The word made flesh." God spoke our language. Perhaps some of us are waiting for something we think sounds like God and are missing that still, small voice that sounds like us. And so often, God will use others to speak to us. And sometimes we don't hear God because, fourthly, we are afraid of what he might say. Because here's the deal, when God speaks, he can say whatever he wants to say. Because God is God, and we have no control over it. You know, God speaking can be very comforting, or it could be quite uncomfortable. It can be quite dangerous, it can rattle us and change our whole life. You know, I wouldn't be standing here today if I hadn't listened. But it took a while. God had to speak to me again and again and again before I actually recognized that it was him speaking. God had to speak to me numerous times in numerous ways for me to actually listen. Sometimes we don't hear God simply speaking because we are afraid of what he might say. And God will speak in many ways, through his word, through creation, through others, old and also young. Scripture tells us that Samuel was a boy, which means that he was probably under the age of 12 or 13. And yet God spoke to him, and Samuel was used to speak to others. Do we listen to our youngest members of the family? Do we listen to our oldest members of the family? Because God can use each and every one of us. Friends, if you want to hear from God, don't wait until it's an emergency. Cultivate that environment now. Meet with other Christian believers and worship God together regularly. Read your Bible daily. Listen for what God wants to say to you through the words on the page before you. Listen to sermons, podcasts, music. Enjoy creation. Allow God to speak to you through nature, through the changing seasons, the beauty of the sunrise and the sunset. Spend time on your own with God in prayer and learn to be aware of his presence throughout the whole day. Because the truth is, God desires a conversational relationship with us. You know, prayer is a conversation, isn't it? It's as much about listening as it is about talking. Because to pray without listening is not really prayer at all. It's a monologue, not a conversation. But what happens if you don't hear anything? Well, the truth is, that happens to me too. It happens to each and every one of us. Why? Because God is not an answering machine. And this is a relationship, not an Amazon Prime order that arrives instantly. Friends, we don't have to force it. We just simply need to make space and listen. So chat with others about how Scripture speaks to your life. And if we put all these things into place, they will help us to tune into God's voice with a little less interference. So also consider what distractions you need to limit or eliminate in your life to allow yourself to hear from God. How much time do we spend on one of these or on a phone rather than spending it in God's presence? I know I do. How many of you would like to be better at listening to God? Raise your hands. 100%. 100%. You know, I sure would. But I believe that we learn to hear God better with practice. We have a black Labrador at home called Marmite, who is 4.5 years old. And I would say that she is pretty good at listening to me, providing nothing else is distracting her, like food or another dog or another person or the postman ringing at the doorbell. But I know with a lot more practice, I would be able to get her full attention and she would be amazing. But only if I have the time and I put in the time and practice with her. You know, I believe that we learn to listen to God over time with practice. We need to practice whole life listening. So expect God to speak to you in many ways throughout the day, through friends, through experiences, through the Bible, through your own thoughts and emotions, a song, your dog, just about anything. Sometimes you'll experience that impact immediately and think, God may be speaking to me here. Or other times you'll recognize it later. It might be something that keeps coming to mind. Or you may recognize it while you're reflecting on your day. There's an ancient spiritual practice called examine. And in its simplest form, it's taking time to reflect on your day and looking for God's fingerprints, God's voice. Where did I see God at work today? What did God say to me through that experience? So here's a challenge for this coming week. at least once in the next 7 days, end your day by taking 15 minutes to review your day and ask, where did I see God at work in my life today? What did God say to me? And I think you'll be surprised. Samuel heard that voice and said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And God spoke. Let's make those words our prayer this week. Start your day with this prayer. Pray it during the day and the last thing at night. Pray this prayer and simply make space for God to speak and see what happens. As I end, we remember that Jesus was just 12 years of age and his parents couldn't find him until at long last they discovered him in the temple in his father's house, discussing the word and answering questions of the religious leaders. Later in his public ministry, he spent time teaching his disciples and the crowds and performing miracles. Yet often in the wee small hours of the morning, while it was still dark, he would slip away for prayer. Jesus cultivated his environment to be with his heavenly Father. He listened with a servant's heart. In his prayer at Gethsemane, moments before his arrest, he said, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." What about you? Are you willing to do your part, to put yourself where God can speak clearly to you? And are you able to listen? Let us pray. Loving God, you speak in unexpected places and with unexpected voices. And we aren't always sure how to listen. We aren't always sure who to listen to. We aren't always sure if we're really hearing from you. Lord God, break through our slumbering. Break through our self-centeredness. Quicken our hearing. Quicken our seeing. Quicken our desires for you. Awaken our passion for you. Awaken our love for your purposes. Awaken our desires for your kingdom to come, here as in heaven. Lord God, in the stillness of the night and in the clatter of the day, you call us. May our response be, "Here I am." Give us the challenge of loving you, of loving others, of loving ourselves, of loving how you love. Lord God, may we hear your voice. Amen.